Well, good morning. It's wonderful to have you at Oak Park Church this morning. And if you have your Bibles in hand, let me invite you to open them to Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. In light of the events that have taken place this past week in Uvalde, Texas, with the mass shooting at the Robb Elementary School, I just want to make a few comments about that. And what we want to do is, as the people of God, we want to look at these events through the lens of Scripture and understand them from a biblical perspective, from a spiritual perspective. And there's different places I could go in Scripture to talk about this, but this is the one I want to talk about today. In Romans 1, starting in verse 18, here's what we read. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because that which is known about God is that evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks. Now note, but became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for an image of the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Now, men reject God. And when men reject God, God in turn rejects them and gives them what they want. And we're going to see that as this passage unfolds. Verse 24, therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity so that their bodies would be dishonored among them, for they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions, for their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way, also men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men committing indecent acts and receiving in their own persons the due penalty of their error. Verse 28, and just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Now, we've talked about this passage before, but just in brief, what we read about here is man rejecting God. Man does not want to honor God. Man does not want to worship God. Man does not want to acknowledge God. And what happens is God gives them over. And three times, once in verse 24, once in verse 26, and once in verse 28, we read that phrase, God gave them over, God gave them over, God gave them over. First, there's a sexual outbreak. And that happened in the 60s and 70s in this country. What happens next in the text is that there's a homosexual outbreak. And that started in the 80s and 90s, and we see that, how it's grown and exponentially has grown. And then what follows that in verse 28 is God gives them over to a depraved mind. There's the breakdown of the mind. The word there for a depraved mind is the word adokimos. That's the Greek word. It means a mind that doesn't function. It's a mind that doesn't know that a man's a man and a woman's a woman. So there's been this sexual outbreak, a homosexual outbreak, and then minds that don't work anymore morally. A moral breakdown of the mind. Now what happens? What happens when the mind breaks down? When the morals in a culture break down? Let's look at what the text says. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy. What's the next word? Say it. Murder. Murder. Strife, deceit, malice, they are gossips. Slanders, haters of God. Insolent, arrogant, boastful. Inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. Without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. If you look at verse 31, in the NIV it says this, senseless, Does somebody have the, I can't read the word, it's so small in my notes. Faithless, heartless, ruthless. Doesn't that describe somebody that will go in and mow down 21 people? That's a culture that's rejected God. That's why we're where we're at. And we need to understand that. And I want you to know there's no political solution. There is no political solution. There's no mental health solution. The problem is spiritual. So the only solution is spiritual. And that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's why the church exists. That we would proclaim the excellencies of the glory of Jesus Christ to a world that desperately needs to hear it. Now, there's more that could be said, but that helps us to have a little bit of perspective to interpret what happens in our world through the lens of Scripture. We're saddened by what happened, aren't we? I mean, this is heart-sickening. But as people of God's Word, are we surprised by it? We're not. We're not surprised at all. We would pray it wouldn't happen, and we pray for those who have been the victims of this. But as the people of God, we understand why it happens.